When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. We'll be here with a new episode for you right after this quick note.
Bet Online is your number one source for all of your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. Bet Online continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wager, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. My name is James Williams, a reporter and editor for the Orange County Register and the Southern California News Group. And as always, I'm joined here by my co-host, former UCLA linebacker, Josh Woods. Josh, I would normally ask you what is going on right now, but I think we both know we're about 1 week away from kickoff, UCLA football going against Coastal Carolina. So what I am going to ask you to open the show here is, how would you be feeling right now? 1 week removed, you know, the first game's coming, you just finished up camp. Like, what's the vibe right now for you and the guys in the locker room at this point, kind of finished up training camp and getting ready for that first game?
Heal up as much as possible. I mean, you know, camp is long. You usually have, like, your little nicks and, you know, injuries. Not injuries, but, you know, certain things are lingering through camp. Mm-hmm. This is, like, your shot of getting your body back to 100% as much as possible. Practices are going to dial back, you know, be a little bit shorter, be more, you know, dialed into your opponent. So there's less team periods. So yeah, you have more mental time. So this is the time to get your body as close to 100% as possible and get ready to play an opponent. Finally, you know, you're kind of bored of practice going against teammates every single day, the same people. You know, if you're with the ones, you're going against the ones. Sometimes you go ones versus twos, twos versus ones, that type of situation. But now you finally get to use everything that you've been preparing for, all the work that you put in the offseason. It all comes down to the season now and going against an opponent. So time to, you know, like I said, dial it back physically, increase mentally, and get your body ready to go.
I think one thing that was interesting that we kind of picked up on, and again, we're kind of so limited with what we can see in practice, is I should have sent you this video earlier. I mean, you may not have seen it. They're getting a lot more. They were pretty physical this past week, just from what we were able to see. Like, you have the inside linebackers going up against the running backs, and you had Carson Steele and the big tank that he is go up against Darius Mwasau. And that was like two rhinos running into each other. That was a great matchup there. And they talked to some of the reporters who were there that day at practice, talked to Femi, the transfer from Cal, the one of the linebackers, and someone, I think they talked to J. Michael Sturdivant, the receiver, the transfer from Cal as well. And also, and kind of mentioned, like, hey, like, is the physicality kind of picking up? And it was kind of interesting because it might have been a little different from what I was expecting in terms of an answer from you, maybe. Maybe I'm wrong. But because I think some teams, they try not to tackle as much during, you know, camp and whatnot. But then they get to the first game of the week and then they're struggling, missing tackles, or, you know, because they didn't do any of it leading up to the game. So did Chip get a little bit more physical on that last week, or are you, is it okay to get a little more physical? What are your kind of thoughts on a little bit more contact maybe than you're used to?
I mean, my first year with Chip, the last time I remember doing a live period was, in fact, when I hurt my knee. So that might have factored into the way he went moving forward, because I'm pretty sure my last year, I don't remember us ever doing a live period. I don't think we did any live. I don't remember doing any live tackling drills until the game. Like, we would do, and that was one thing that we did a lot of tackling drills per se. Mm-hmm. Like, we did tackling circuit every day.
And what do you mean by that?
So Coach Azanero had a circuit going. It's pretty much doing everything but taking the person to the ground in a sense of, like, the way that you track near hip, the way that you close ground until you into that tackle. And then there was if it was the only one that was kind of like more physical was like a profile tackle. And that's like usually, you know, down the pipe, more of you get that majority of time as a linebacker, like goal line type situation, you know, when it's like one on one in the gap.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, a lot of tackles are from an angle from the side, tracking the near hip. And then we did, I think it was like four drills in the circuit every day, a wrap roll circuit. And these are all to help build that technique and that foundation to be a good tackler. And we'd watch film on it. We'd watch the drills over as a defense, and they emphasize the things, the technique, to hopefully, you know, one, being a better tackler, and two, being a safer tackler. Mm-hmm. And I think when it went into the game, I don't think, like, it wasn't like an issue of missing tackles. For the most part, everybody's played football since you were a kid. And even, like, especially professionally now, it's like, right, we don't do tackling. Like, you don't tackle at practice because it's like you've played football for so far. Like, either you know how to tackle or you don't kind of at this point. So it's I'm pretty sure you know how to tackle in some way. But I understand, like, for, like, the freshmen and the younger guys, it you do need those. But a lot of times in practice, injuries come because people don't know how to practice and don't understand, I guess, how to be physical but under control. Mm-hmm. So in camp, especially in college, that's one thing, too, they always talk about. Like, it's how you can tell, like, kind of the difference between the different levels of football from high school, college, and up to the pros is, like, the amount of bodies on the ground. And, like, in the pro league, it's like there's almost nobody on the ground. And they would always talk about, if you're always getting on the ground or putting guys on the ground, like, in the NFL, that's, like, that's how you get cut. That's how injuries happen. So a lot of times it was, like, more of, I guess, NFL-style practice.
Gotcha. And we'll talk a little bit about the NFL before we end the show here. But we got to address the elephant in the room. We've talked about it the last couple episodes. But starting quarterback position, still don't know. But it's getting to the point now where we're going to know. By the next episode, we should know. The next episode should be about the starting quarterback. I'm anticipating that by Monday, because he did not announce it today. I don't know if they're having practice on Sunday or not, but on Monday, when the two deep depth chart is usually released in the evening, we should have a starting quarterback, unless he wants to be funny and put Ethan Garbers or Chase Griffin or Dante Moore or something, you know.
Unless alphabetical order.
Or alphabetical order, or do something silly, right? I could see it. If and at that point, he's playing mind games. But what he did say for the guys, for the reporters that were out at practice today, all Chip Kelly would offer about UCLA quarterback competition as far as a decision goes is that it's close. He also said he has not told the quarterbacks privately about a final decision. So as of right now, nobody knows, according to Chip. But I would imagine by like Sunday, you're telling whoever it's going to be, one, so they can get ready for the week. Two, I mean, you got to put out a depth chart and those things don't make themselves. So I would think that they got to give the people who are making the depth chart a heads up so they could put it in the game notes for the week. You know, and that leads into some questions. Another one of my good buddies on Twitter, Jack, said, who do you and Woodsy think who do you want to be the starting quarterback and who do you think will win it? So you can answer that. I think maybe at this point for me, I guess it's Dante Moore. That's my guess.
Why though?
Someone brought up this point. So let me give them credit. Okay, so Michael Biasi Sr. on Twitter responded to Tracy's tweet and said, and I kind of agree with this. If it is close, just give the ball to Dante Moore. A true freshman being that competitive with a quarterback that's been there for 3 years is all I need to know. The learning curve is in the first three games for UCLA will be huge going into the Utah game, which is the conference opener. Your thoughts?
I mean, kind of like we've been talking about it since he committed, really, of like, mm-hmm. Do you start him because he's a five-star automatically? Do you go with who you know? And right. that is a point. If they're close and this guy is a freshman, that shows that mm-hmm. his ceiling is going to be higher than the guy that's already, you know, been there for 3 years and almost like to that point. So mm-hmm. I do think if it's close, you give it to the younger guy. But at the same time, what you're saying, though, like you kind of tell the guy going into the week, anybody who can potentially be at quarterback needs to be prepared mm-hmm. as if they're going to start. You know how it is. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
But I do understand, like, letting the guy know as far as chemistry-wise with his cadence with the O-line and his chemistry with the receivers as far as getting timing down and, you know, the spots and the relationships with the starting, you know, unit of receivers. Like, that type of stuff is important because it does change with who is at quarterback. So if it's close, I do say, you know, you put the Dante in, but if it's, you know, not, I think you go with the older guy. But like Chip is right though, you do want a quarterback competition that's relatively close because that means mm-hmm. you have good guys in the room, hopefully.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter, like I was saying last week, it kind of, if that's the case, then it doesn't matter who is in there yeah. because they're right. all good.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think one of the other things, and I've said that before too, is like, if Dante Moore's your guy, like, you know, depending on what happens beyond this year, if he's back next year, then he's going to be your guy. And one, you'll know he'll be your guy, but he's going to be the one leading you forward. One thing that came to mind this week, and we've kind of talked about it before, but again, what was the locker room or the vibe or the situation like back? Not because it was DTR, but in a way because it was DTR because he was a true freshman, but also because that's the last time Chip's been in this situation. How did you guys respond to it, or what was like? When did you guys find out? I guess that, walk me through the process for you guys. When did you find out? How do you find out? I think we may have talked about this bit, but I was drawing a blank throughout the season, or I mean throughout this week.
I mean, we kind of understood that Dorian wasn't originally Chip's recruit in that way. That's why it was mm-hmm. kind of like, because you know when a coach brings in his own kind of situation, and then we also knew, like, we saw Wooden Spade at spring ball, and mm-hmm. we're like, you're not bringing in a guy kind of this established from a big school like Michigan if he's not gonna play,
right?
So, and day one you could kind of see the difference between, like, Dorian was just younger, and you could see, like, versus a guy that played Big Ten football for, you know, 4 years, mm-hmm. you could kind of see that. But you also could see Dorian's ceiling was up there, where it's like, he might not be ready yet, but one day he's going to run the show. And we all knew that. Caleb Wilson can attest to that, of like, one day Doran's going to be the man. Mm-hmm. It was just a sense of like, right now he might not be ready yet. You know, he only had the one season at quarterback starting at Gorman. And there were some things I think he had to learn. And I think Chip helped him keep developing as a quarterback and as a leader. I think Wilton Spate came in kind of, like I said, more seasoned in that sense of like, he already knew how to run a team, and he's also himself been in quarterback battles. So you can kind of see like just that aspect to him. And they were both new. So the only guy that I guess had been there was Devon Monster and Austin Burton. But even those guys, it's a whole new offense. So everybody was brand new to the offense. Right. This time it's a little different though, because Ethan has been in the system and been, you know, around for a while. So he kind of knows it already. So for a five-star to come in and already be even with him, it kind of speaks volumes on Dante Moore as far as, like the skills he has and, you know, the ability that he's closer to being ready now, and also that he has, how much like his ceiling is, how much potential he has to grow beyond that. So those, I think that's the difference between then and now. Like I said, yeah, Chip's system, it's Chip's program now. Like, without a doubt, these are all Chip's guys. These are all Chip's staff. Before, everything was in the air, everything was new. So that was what made it different.
Sounds good. So we got a few other questions. We'll try and speed through some of this, keep this episode short. I do have to run out. It is Football Friday here in the Inland Empire. Citrus Valley is hosting Mission Viejo. Mission Viejo has a UCLA football commit, offensive lineman Mark Schroller, that I'm going to try and go out and see for the first time today. So we'll get out of here with a few more questions for you. I have one question for you, though. Josh, how many quarterbacks travel on an away game? And if they travel, that means they're suiting up, right?
Yes. So you get, I believe, 85 for non-conference games and 75 for conference games. I might be wrong, but I know it does shorten up. It does shorten up for traveling games. Home games, everybody dresses though, so you can get 120, whatever you want, on the sideline. But typically, I believe it's four. I believe four. At least four quarterbacks travel and dress, I believe.
Okay.
Three are kind of ready to go, and then you might have one or two if you bring five. Two guys are more like signal call notebook guys. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the situation. I was talking to one of the other UCLA reporters, and we were just kind of going back and forth, and I was like, wait a minute. First of all, you got four people competing for the starting quarterback job: Dante Moore, Ethan Garbers, Colin Shalee, and Justin Martin. So let's assume those would be your four guys, right? I don't think that's going to be your four guys unless they bring another one, because Chase Griffin is getting on that plane, because Chase Griffin has to do the offensive signals, right? One, because he's been there long enough. He knows it. He's good at it. I don't see why they wouldn't have him do that.
Chase also contributes in ways that...
Right, of course.
Yeah, like what he brings to the team in the locker room, on and off the field, on that... And the intel that he can provide on that sideline is
and what he sees from that point of view. Yeah,
it might be better than... Now, I'm not saying like all the other guys, but I guarantee he has a perspective that needs to be there, as far as he has been there longer than everybody else. Right. I guarantee he probably knows that playbook better in the ins and outs. If he probably knows it so well, I guarantee he can line up anywhere on that field and run from a receiver standpoint. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how Chase is. So you definitely dress and bring him, without a doubt.
So that's what I'm saying. So, okay, so Justin Martin's a redshirt freshman. Is he the guy you sit out? Because Colin Shalee didn't transfer in. I mean, he came in to compete, but I mean, like, can you imagine transferring in and then you're not even traveling? That's kind of crazy, right? It'd be that way sometimes, though.
Chip makes room for people's gifts, as far as if he sees you might be able to do something else. We see Kolsey Yankoff not running back. He came in as quarterback, and I thought he could be a guy too.
And he was a receiver at one point.
Yeah, but so you never know if anybody's going to be changing positions. But at the same time, as of now, I think you'd bring him dressed. I mean, at least I don't know about San Diego game, but
that's what I was thinking.
At least for the first home game, everybody dresses, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, so because it's a San Diego game, that was the other point. Because it's a San Diego game and you're taking the bus, can you still only take so many people? Or because it's literally down the street, not really, but really, are you allowed to take more, even if they don't dress?
I'm not sure. They might have an allowance because it's the same state. But I know even like UNLV, which is not too far. One, we flew to UNLV too.
Right.
But that one, I don't think we took everybody. Okay. But and the only time, like one of the times I know where we travel, everybody's like a bowl game. That's one of the instances. But I'm not too sure.
Okay, gotcha. And so my buddy Travis on Twitter said, "What does Woodsy think about the linebacker group? We've talked quite a bit about the linebackers over the last couple weeks, but who do you expect to stand out? There's a few names that we've talked about: Darius, Femi, Kay Medrano, John Vons. Is there anyone from those names, just kind of based on the conversations we've had and what you maybe seen from some, if it's someone from last year, that kind of sticks out to you?
I mean, Darius is a Buckus prospect, you know, already. Yep. So I expect him to lead the defense and be, you know, one of the best in the Pac-12, just an instinctual guy, you know, could play the run, could play the pass. You know, he can make splash plays, game changing plays. So of course, I feel like it's expected that he, you know, does his thing. I'm excited about, I would say, Femi.
Yep.
Just seeing the snippets of clips I've seen from him. I'm excited to see what he does in the defense. I don't think he's like different than I think everybody else in that way of. It looks like he'd be like a run stopper, plug and play guy. So excited to see him. And we're talking about inside linebackers, right?
Yeah. I mean that. Yeah, more or less. They just count. I mean, if you're gonna say outside linebackers, you're looking at Latu, right?
Latu and the Twins, even
Carl Jones.
Yeah, Carl Jones, and it's just so much depth.
Which is crazy. Which is exciting.
Two rooms, yes. Which is like, yeah, because to think that like. My last year, we didn't have any depth, so we had to like move me and Shea Pitts to outside linebacker. So it's like now there's so much depth that it's like you can play and rotate so many different guys and get so many different like variations and skill sets. Like, yeah, if you put Kay Medrano and John Vons in there, and Ali Kaho and
Ali Kaho,
I'm saying it's like I'm really excited to see him as well. I think him and Femi are the two that I'm most excited to see.
Real quick, you mentioned Shea Pitts. Can you believe they got the Murphy twins are out here calling him Coach Pitts? Can you believe
they're calling him Coach Pitts? I mean, the dude's been there for 7 years.
That's what they said. They said they got respect for him. He's been there. He kind of knows his stuff. And one of the Murphy twins was kind of joking. He said, "Yeah, Coach Pitts got on me a little bit the other day." I was like, "Damn!" I was like, "Pitts."
And that's what I like to see, that Shea gets the respect, you know, because for a while he was the little brother of it all, and now, you know, he's respected, and guys, I guarantee, are going to him for tips and advice on stuff, because, I mean, Shea's, you know, comes from a football family, has, you know, very insightful in football and has seen a lot, you know, been there for a while, so, and then, you know, he's still playing, he'll coach for through the season while he's training, and then go play in the XFL. And I've talked to him. He wants to have a future in coaching. So it just worked out perfectly for him.
Yeah. I talked to him briefly when the linebackers came over to do their drill in front of the media. I talked to him, just briefly. And we said hello to each other and whatnot.
If you see him again, tell him to not be a bully.
Okay.
Tell him I said it and he'll
understand. I will. All right. Bet. Real quick, as we head out, final thing, I don't know if you've been paying attention to what's been going on in Cleveland lately, but Dorian has worked himself into the number two spot at quarterback. Are you aware of this?
Yes. There's two quarterbacks that have been the most exciting in the NFL preseason. One, Nathan Rourke, That's because I know him. Like, he was our quarterback here last year.
Right. What team is he with?
He's with the Jaguars.
Okay.
He had like one of those crazy plays, like spun out of three defenders versus the Cowboys and plants his feet, throws a touchdown.
Oh, wow.
So he's been fun. And then, of course, like Dorian has been arguably one of the most exciting players in the preseason. Yep. Running, throwing, blocking, people that, and he's really taking it by storm as far as people who haven't watched him. You know, if you like UCLA didn't, you know, late night games, not nationalized games. So people are finally getting to see what he does on a game to game basis. And it's been exciting. I mean, you could tell he's playing passionately and you got like the team behind him already. And it's different when he's in and when other guys are in. So them making that move isn't really surprising, because if anybody, the people that have been watching, like, it's clear that, you know, he can be a guy. And of course they have Deshaun Watson, but to have a number two like Dorian is pretty nice thing to have.
I think the thing was, I think it was Josh Dobbs who was the guy. He got traded to the Cardinals. I think there was something where I think they released a depth chart or put something out where he was number two. And then I think there was something like 30 minutes later is when he got traded. And then they're like, Dorian's number two. Like, it was, I think it was like something bizarre like that. But that's the NFL. That's the business side of it. Congratulations to Dorian. I'm sure he's not really looking for congratulations right now. Things are just getting started. His journey's just getting started, and he's not going to settle for number two. That's for damn sure. If we learned anything about him over his time at UCLA. So with that being said, we'll wrap things up there. We'll get out of here.
One thing though.
Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hey, I don't want to be that guy.
Okay,
but when
go
I
ahead.
See,
go ahead.
I go in the locker room and the guys from Clemson got a big orange Clemson box. I posted it on Twitter.
They got a whole goodie box or what?
When I tell you, they got like gloves, shirts, sweats, jackets, hats. It was like so much. It was like a big box of Clemson gear. And I understand it's the CFL. I get that. But there, we have Bruins up here representing. We have some guys. You could give us, like, I'll take a t-shirt and
can homie get a t-shirt.
UCLA EQ, like, I feel like I've done a lot. I haven't been on campus as much.
There hasn't been a lot of turnover, right, in the equipment room. It's not like they're a stranger to you, right?
I mean, I still go there. I still know people. Like, I'm not.
Do you?
my name is on the floor somewhere, but like, I feel like I did a lot. I feel like I contributed a lot to UCLA football. Like I said, I'll be around more when I'm done playing.
Mm-hmm.
But
what you need to do is you need to reach out to your boy who we just talked about, Coach Shea Pitts, and tell him what's the deal. Tell him to put a word in for you or something.
Coach Pitts might got to pull some strings.
He got to do something for you. You shouldn't have to be buying your own t-shirts. That's for sure.
I don't have a single Jordan brand shirt.
Still. And it's been
two years.
Yeah. 2 years. That's tough.
One day, man. One day.
Well,
one day CFL Bruins will get some respect.
Start a hashtag, Josh, and see what happens. Maybe Andrew or Steve will see it. with that being said, we'll get on out of here. Like I said, I'm going to go watch a UCLA commit compete over here at Citrus Valley in Redlands. And I'll keep you guys updated on that. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. Make sure you buy the Believe in UCLA football shirt so you have that just in time for the football season. You should be wearing those out to the games and supporting and letting everyone know about your favorite podcast, because obviously this is your favorite podcast. And with that being said, for Josh and myself, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you leave a 5-star review and tell us how much you like the podcast. With that being said, thank you guys, and we'll catch you in the next one. Thank you, everybody. This is the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast presented by Bet Online.
saving money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease. Plus, it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list: teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.